May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Welcome viewers of Madani channel to the program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah, there is many benefits that you can take from this program. For those who have just joined us for the first time, I would recommend that you take a pen and a notebook, and whichever spiritual cures have been mentioned, you can write them down with the actual spiritual cure. And these can be taken benefit from either yourself or your family members, for friends, relatives, etc. You can share these spiritual cures so others can also benefit from this. A little bit about the program. This is that program where you send in your messages and we try to give you the replies for them, queries, whether it's a spiritual cure for any type of illness, any issue, any problem that you might be facing. The speciality of this program is that during the program, istikhara also takes place. So the istikhara is performed and the reply of the istikhara is given during the program. We also include a segment of the day, which is today's spiritual cure, which is at a specific time. So do watch out for that as well. Before we move on towards some of the questions that we've also already received, I'd like to include one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like to welcome our guests, brothers from the Department of Spiritual Cures. Who am I right? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. How are you, Sajid? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal.
To my left is Brother Fiaz Akhtar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Fiaz bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
Smiling well, okay. Well as always, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala keep you well.
Subhanallah.
So we'll move on to, without wasting much time, we'll move on to some of the questions, inshallah, that we've received. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sometimes when we are on holiday to a place which is a forest or bit of woodland area, there are insects and animals. So just in case an insect or an animal has bitten us and we don't have a first aid kit available at that time, can we know some spiritual cure that would work as a remedy in times like this? Question one, inshallah azza wa jalla, we'll give you some. So basically you want a personal first aid kit as a spiritual cure, just in case something like this happens. MashaAllah. Good thinking. It's different. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there any spiritual cure for removing worries? InshaAllah, the brother will give you something. May Allah remove all our worries, all our hardships, all our problems, inshaAllah. But we must learn to be patient, inshallah, and inshallah these things will pass, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My question is a request for some vazifa to make children righteous so that my children become punctual in their 5 daily salah. And one more, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My request is that my daughter unfortunately broke her leg. Can I request a spiritual treatment for this? So broken leg.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, may Allah protect you and your family from any kind of insects and animals and grant you all the protection from any unpleasant incident. Just an advice, always observe insects and animals from far. Avoid touching or feeding them and keep your surroundings clean to reduce the chance of attracting insects. A little caution goes a long way in staying safe and healthy. Anyway, if it happens, then recite Durud-e-Pak in the beginning and at the end and this ayat 11 times and blow on the bitten area, inshallah azzawajal, you will be relieved. The ayat is in Para 25, Suratul Al-Zukhruf and ayat number is 79. I'll read the ayat out, inshallah azzawajal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. This blessed ayah is a remedy for every sort of animal bite. Recite it 11 times and blow on the bitten area. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be relieved. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. The second question was about the worries. May Allah Azza wa Jal take all your worries off and grant you a peace of mind. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. I have a very powerful spiritual cure to get rid of unnecessary types of worries. So it is in Para 11, Surah Tawbah, verse number 129. Whoever recites حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم 7 times in the morning and evening Allah Almighty will be sufficient for him in all his worries inshallah azza wa jal your worries will be inshallah gone. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Just before, Sajid bhai, before you mention the replies for the questions, I'd just like to include a couple of istikhara requests. Please, if you don't mind. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The message states, my uncle has been very unwell these past 2 weeks. He has been passing out and having fits. May Allah Jal grant him cure from these fits and grant him good health. He has also developed a rash on his palm and have had a change in personality. Can you not mention our names on the screen? Can you please tell us what seems to be wrong with him? Code word is Jummah. Code word is Jummah. Inshallah, I've made a note. Inshallah, the istikhara will be performed. Once the istikhara reply is mentioned, your code word will be mentioned. So this will be an indication for you that this particular istikhara reply is for yourself. So do have a notepad, a notebook and a pen handy. You can note down. We will, inshallah, azawajal, try and give you a spiritual cure as well as the reply of the istikhara.
Regarding Ashraf to make children pious, please remember, brother, a company of a good people make you a good person and company of a bad people make you a bad person. So please always find a good circle of friend to be around. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have got a very good and very beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. So please attend weekly gathering of Dawat Islami every Thursday in your local city with your children. And also we advise you travel in Madani Kaflas of Dawat Islami with your children. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see a positive change in your children. Now the wazifa is Aishab, a very beautiful wazifa and it's not hard, it's easy as well. When a non-practicing person is asleep, at that time any Islamic brother or sister who offers salah regularly should recite Suratul Ikhlas once a bit loudly from a distance of about 3 feet. But make sure the reciter ensure that the person who is sleeping does not wake up. And the duration of this wazifa until purpose is fulfilled. Regarding to fix the bone, Aishab, is a very beautiful wazifa. Wazifa is a similar before our Fayaz bhai has mentioned regarding worries. Firstly, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant your daughter speedy recovery and save her Ameen. From all kind of calamities. The wazifa is para number 11, Surah Tawbah, ayat number 129. فَإِنَّ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Recite this ayah mubarakah one time for 3 days. And before and after this ayah mubarakah, read one time Durood-e-Pak and blow on the affected bone. With the barakat of this wazifa, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the broken bone or fractured bone will be repaired inshallah azza wa jal.
Okay, we'll move on to the istikhara reply. Let's come on to the istikhara reply. So the istikhara which was requested, the code name was Jumu'ah. So the brother hasn't been well for a couple of weeks. The indication that we're getting in this is of indication of illness. So there's nothing to worry about. There's no evil eye or nobody's done anything. So it's nothing like that. The indication is of illness. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. It mentions here, in regards to any pain, any type of illness, if one is to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim from the bottom of your heart and blow upon any patient, inshallah azza wa jal, that patient will feel better. Subhanallah. So such a simple spiritual cure in regards to this, and it mentions in regards to any pain, any illness. The viewers of Madhi Channel don't even need to write this down. You just need to remember that anybody ill in the family, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, middle age, it doesn't matter. It's not specific for anybody. So it can be any age, any type of illness, any type of pain. I think this is a brilliant thing just to keep in your mind. Remember, what do you think, Riyaz bhai, Sajid bhai? Beautiful wazifa, very simple. Any pain, any illness, and all you need to remember is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But, you know, with sincerity from the bottom of your heart and blow upon the patient, inshallah, azza wa jal, they will be granted cure. Subhanallah. So this is for the istikhara request, which was code name Jumu'ah. Just mention a few more questions, inshallah, azza wa jal, that we received. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Sahib, do you have any spiritual cure for anxiety? Probably referring to Mawlana Sahib to the right or Mawlana Sahib to the left. We don't know which Mawlana Sahib you are referring to, but inshallah, we will listen to your request. Do you have a spiritual cure for anxiety? Anxiety. Inshallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla, if you are facing anxiety, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bring it to an end. Grant you a relief from this. It's a test. So grant you relief from this test, this worry, this problem, this issue, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And may you be filled with the ease and comfort, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Another question I'll include into the program, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I don't want to disclose my name, but I would like to know if you can help me. I need to find a remedy for mental illness. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you a complete cure from this illness that you're facing, this test that you're going through. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you good health, better health than you were before this illness overtook you, inshallah azza wa jal. Inshallah we'll give you something for this, inshallah azza wa jal. I'd just like to include an istikhara request as well before we move on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please do an istikhara? This brother is in deep trouble. Okay, he's having so many problems in his business and also problems in his house. Can you also do istikhara of his house? I'm also including the address. I was thinking, have they sent the address? Yes, so I've got everything that I require, I think. Yes, name, mother's name, address, code word. Okay, the code word is Lester. Inshallah, we'll do the istikhara And we'll get back to you with the reply, inshallah. Your code word which you've mentioned will be mentioned. So this will be an indication for you that this is your istikhara. We'll just include another couple of questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please prescribe me a spiritual cure, a vazifa for peace of heart. My heart often feels heavy and I also experience fear and nervousness frequently. So a vazifa for peace in the heart, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll give you something for this, inshallah. May Allah grant us all a peaceful heart. And the next question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am 22 years old and my hair has started falling out already. All the medical tests that I have had done have come negative. Please help me and tell me some action to solve my problem. I don't know whether it should have been whether they're positive. If they're negative, that means there's something wrong. If it's positive, then that means everything is okay.
Problem is okay. Negative, no
okay.
Problem.
Okay. I was thinking it should be the other way around. But okay, whichever way. Basically, the medical tests are clear, but there's a lot of hair loss and they're wanting to gain some spiritual cure for this. Inshallah. I'm sure we'll have something for hair loss. You can give it to me as well. I'll try to put it into practice as well. Inshallah, if you're ready, if you can have the spiritual cures.
The question was asked about the anxiety. First of all, remember that the feelings in anxiety are temporary and can be managed with patience, proper care and support. Take your time, remain present and allow yourself the space to regain calm and balance. Here are two very useful spiritual cures for the anxiety. Please note it down. After every salah, place the hand on the heart and recite this at least 7 times. There is no maximum. Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi. And the translation is, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give me and my heart strength. Whenever you feel heart pain, do this act at that time as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the pain will abate, means begin to wear off. A non-patient can also do this act before every salah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, he'll remain safe from heart diseases. And on top of it, I would like to give you another beautiful vazifa. If you feel anxiety or suffer from any heart disease, then immediately after completing every first salah, place your hand right on your heart and recite this verse, which is from Para 13, Surah Ra'ad, 11 times. And the verse number is 28. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Means, pay heed, only in the remembrance of Allah is the satisfaction of hearts. You will be safe from heart diseases. If you already have it, then it will be cured, inshallah, azza wa jal. And the second was about mental illness. Inshallah, azza wa jal, I've got a very beautiful wazifa for that as well. We make dua, first of all, that Allah azza wa jal shower His mercy upon you, and whatever mental problem you are going through is resolved completely and rapidly. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Well, if you are suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, panic, psychotic disorder, etc., then you must follow this spiritual cure and inshallah azza wa jal, you will feel a lot better. Inshallah azza wa jal. What you need to do is to recite 60 times La Hawl Sharif, which is La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. La Hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. And one time Alhamdu Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And one time Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu. And after that, 3 times Kul Huwa Allah, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falak, and Suratul Nas. So this is, if you read 3 of them one time, so it's going to be counted 1, and you have to do this three times. Then perform them on water and make the ill drink that water. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll see the difference. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah, Inshallah. Inshallah. I'd just like to give the reply for the istikhara before we get the reply for the spiritual cure request as well. I've been told that we've got a couple of calls that we want to include in the program as well, inshallah. So if they can get the calls ready as well, I'll take them in a few minutes, inshallah. The reply for the istikhara, code name was Lester. The istikhara has been performed. In the istikhara, the indication is of azmaish, of a test. This is for the personal istikhara which was performed. And also, they also requested to do the istikhara for their house as well, because it seemed to be having some problems, some troubles. The indication for the istikhara for the house is also of azmaish, of test. So remember, there's nothing to worry about, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal make it easy for you, make this test come to an end soon. I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. In regards for the business, visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall and gain a taweez of blessings to hang inside your business. You haven't mentioned the nature of business. It just says business. So providing the business is lawful, then there's no issues. You can get this blessing taweez from your nearest spiritual cure, your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. So gain this taweez for your business and a spiritual cure, a remedy for you for your house, inshallah azza wa jal. What I require you to do is get a brand new bowl, plate or bowl. There's no specific material that it needs to be made out of. It can be wooden, it can be porcelain, glass, metal, steel, etc. Doesn't really matter what material the bowl, the plate is made from. But it needs to be new though. It can't be one you can just pull out from the cupboard. It needs to be a brand new one, never been used before. And I want you to take this bowl and I want you to write with a marker, type felt type pen. I want you to write Ya Wali. Ya Wali. That's Ya Alif. You don't need to put the Arabs on this. Okay. So you put Ya Alif and obviously you put the two dots for the Ya. Wow. Alif. Lam and Ya. So Ya Wali. This is what you'll write in the base of the actual bowl or the plate. So once you've wrote this, you don't need to put Zabar Zair here. Once this is written, I want you to put some water into this bowl. You put some water into the bowl, then wash this, what you've written, so it dissolves into the water. Now you need to be careful with this water because this water has now become spiritualized. Okay, it's become muqaddas. So this is spiritualized water now. Then I want you to take this bowl and you go around the whole home, every room, and I want you to go to all four corners. And I want you to not, you know, take heapfuls and spill to the corners. I just want you to sprinkle to all four corners of the wall like this. Every room in the whole house, apart from the bathroom. So leave the bathroom out. Apart from that, every room in the home, inshallah azza wa jal, if Allah wills, then any type of issues, problems, hardships, etc. that you're facing, inshallah azza wa jal, will be removed.
Regarding sub-nervousness, may Allah azza wa jal grant brother peace and enlightenment to his heart and remove his worries and grief. Ameen. The spiritual treatment is read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah Il Aliyyil Azim 60 times daily and then blow on the water and drink it. All worries and overcome nervousness will be removed inshallah azza wa jal. Brother also asked in his question, his heart often feels heavy and is not able to find peace of heart. So very beautiful wazifa. Brother Fayaz also mentioned this wazifa before. He needs to do after every salah, when he finishes complete salah, so place the hand on the heart. Place the hand on the heart and read at least 7 times Ya Allah qawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allah qawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allah qawwini wa qalbi. The translation, O Allah Azza wa Jal, give me and my heart strength. With the barakat of this wazifa, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will get strength and peace, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The second request was regarding hair fall issue.
I've got my pen ready.
Firstly, my brother, we make dua, may Allah Azza wa Jal take your problems and worries away and make your hair nice and healthy. Ameen. The spiritual treatment is you need either coconut oil or mustard oil. Recite Surah Al-Layl is in para number 30. Surah Al-Layl 41 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, every time in the state of wudu. And blow on the bottle of mustard or coconut oil. Have massage of this oil on the head daily at the time of sleeping. The hair fall will stop, inshallah azza wa jal, in a few days. And repeat this amal until your aim is achieved.
Subhanallah. I just like to add to this. Remember that any of the spiritual cures that are mentioned, now if the brothers mention in regards to Durood Sharif before and after, then if any specific amount is mentioned, then do follow that specific amount because it's part of that particular spiritual cure. For example, it says recite Durood upon the Prophet ﷺ 3 times before and 3 times after, for example. So then you will do that 3 times. But if no specific amount is mentioned, then even once and once before, once after, inshallah, will suffice. The other thing I wanted to mention was that, remember, somebody is requesting a spiritual cure for a certain problem, and then a spiritual cure for that issue, for that problem, is given. Now, remember, this is not specific for that person. Just for example, like Sajid Bhai, I've just given us this spiritual cure for somebody who the hair is falling out. Or maybe somebody's hair has fallen so much that, you know, he's become bald, even like this. And there's something which is popular. I don't know what they call it. I think it's just bald patches, really. That's all I can translate into. But an Asian term, balchara, which is generally mentioned in our language, the balchara. And this is like where there's like small patches of missing hairs, like little gaps, and there's no hair there. Now, even for these type of issues, this particular spiritual cure would suffice, inshallah. So remember that the person, just because this one person is asking a question, so you give a spiritual cure or a reply is given, it's not specifically for him. You know, this anybody who's watching, all the viewers of Madani channel, can take benefit from this who requires. Somebody they know, whether it's themselves, whether it's some family member, maybe their child, somebody that's facing these issues, or some friend, relative, distant relative, anybody. So this is why initially I recommended that, you know, maybe a notebook and a pen is handy, and you can, because remember, our memories these days are very, you know, weak. They're not, you know, our intellect, our memory, whatever we eat, you know, a few days later we can't remember what we've eaten. So unfortunately, whatever we put in, that's the outcome. So unfortunately, our memory is not brilliant compared to, you know, how it used to be, like our pious predecessors, mashallah. They used to listen to something once and, you know, they remember it for the rest of their life, subhanallah. But unfortunately, you know, I can't say those times have gone, because alhamdulillah, there are many people. In fact, I remember in a Madani Muzakara or one of the programs, alhamdulillah, Mufti Qasim Sahab, Damad Barakatman, may Allah preserve him, mentioned in regards to this memory thing. And I thought, I'll just mention this here. They mentioned that it used to be that the pious predecessors, their memory was, you know, on the point. Their memory was brilliant. So they used to remember things. And, you know, our pious predecessors, they used to hear something. And their asbaq, for example, in religious studies, etc., they used to remember, you know, hear it once, and then they remember it for the rest of their lives. Then there came times where this sharp memory, this intellect started weakening. So then people can't remember that good. But then now, these times that we're in now, it's actually on the increase again. This is Mufti Sahab mentioned this, and they said that now it's also on the increase again. And one beautiful example I'll mention, and this also proves it, alhamdulillah, across the globe, and especially here in the UK as well, our Madrasatul Madina graduations take place. And the HIFS graduations are taking place. And, you know, you used to hear average, you know, a madrasa student used to memorize the Holy Quran, the complete Quran, you know, the full 30 chapters in 2 years, 2.5 years. This was like average that you used to hear regularly. But nowadays, alhamdulillah, we've also people 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, 9 months, you know, this is coming. So this is like proof of what Mufti Sahab, mashallah, were mentioning, that the times are coming, those times are coming back where intellect and memory a sharp memory is coming back, inshallah. So I was just mentioning that these spiritual cures are not specific one person. I've drifted off to other topics.
I would add, thanks to Dawat Islami, that Dawat Islami is bringing our generation towards this side, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we take, I know I mentioned that we've got calls waiting. Before we take the calls, we have reached that time where we include a segment of the day. So let's include the segment, today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from what ever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. To treat rashes and scabies, recite this Quranic verse 21 times with salat upon the Prophet once before and after. The ayat is, ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَعْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. One can also have this read for them. After this, blow upon water and drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will prove immensely beneficial. The duration daily for about 41 days. Women cannot recite this Quranic verse during the specific days. However, they can have someone else recite it, perform them on water and then drink it. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, this particular spiritual cure has been mentioned to treat rashes. Now, these days, there's a lot of children that suffer from these rashes, skin disorders, skin problems. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful vazifa which we've been granted by Amir al-Sunnat in regards to this. So, if the parents can do it themselves, that's fine. If any issues or any reason that somebody can't recite this, because obviously it's a Quranic verse and it's, you know, they can't recite it with the correct pronunciation, then they can get somebody else to do it. Remember, don't just say, oh, this is too hard for me and we can't do it. It is actually on the screen. I know you'll probably struggle to write it down. Just take a picture and then you can put this into practice. Get somebody to recite it for you. The duration of it, as MashaAllah Fiyaz Bhai mentioned, that the duration is 41 days. So it'll be 41 continuous days. So you'll only need to have it recited, you know, the whole vazifa. So it's 21 times, yeah. So it needs to be recited 21 times. So somebody needs to recite this verse 21 times, then blow upon the water, and then that water, you know, the person affected will drink on that day. And then, you know, you repeat the next day and so forth for a duration of 41 days. And inshallah, if Allah wills, then this issue of itchiness, this rash, this skin disorder, this skin trouble problem, inshallah, will be cured. MashaAllah. Can we take the calls? If the calls are ready, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Wasim. I'm calling from Preston in the UK. I wanted to know if there's any spiritual cure for stomachache. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muhammad Ikram Patel. I'm calling from Preston. I would like to ask, is there any spiritual cure for softening the heart? Jazakallahu khaira.
So there's two calls we received. The first one, brother from Preston, which mentioned is requesting a spiritual cure for stomachache. So that's the first one. And the second was brother Ikram, who also from Preston. And he requests to soften the heart. Inshallah, if brothers can ready, I'll just include a istikhara request, inshallah. And then I'll give you an opportunity to also take the reply out for the spiritual cure. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so they mentioned the code word first. So this istikhara request, they've given me a code word which is daughter. So code word is daughter. So I'm guessing that they don't want to have their names mentioned upon the screen. So inshallah, the code word will be mentioned. So that will be an indication that this istikhara reply is for yourself. Mother's name is, okay, so that's included. Okay, so this is regarding their daughter and she faints. They're mentioning that she's only 14 and she faints.
So if you can do istikhara in regards to this and see what seems to be the issue. Inshallah, we'll do the istikhara and let you know. Do have a note, book and pen handy, because inshallah we will try and give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well, inshallah.
Ji. First of all, may Allah give you a quick relief from stomachache and restore you to the former health. I have a very functional and practical spiritual cure for stomachache. All you have to do is to recite this ayat, which can be found in Para 23, Surah As-Saffat, verse number 47. La fiha ghawlun wa la hum anha yunzafun. La fiha ghawlun wa la hum anha yunzafun. La fiha ghawlun wa la hum anha yunzafun. The second call was about the heart to become soft. The one who finds hardness in his heart should write Yasin wal Quranil Hakim. Yasin wal Quranil Hakim. Yasin wal Quranil Hakim. In a bowl with zafran and then drink it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, his heart will soften. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, mashallah. The istikhara request, code name daughter. The istikhara has been performed. The istikhara indication is of illness, so nothing to worry about, inshallah. Azawajal. May Allah azawajal grant your daughter a cure from this issue. May Allah azawajal grant her good health. I know it's worrying for parents when children are not well, but remember, people are tested in different ways, whether it's a test upon themselves, whether it's through their children, whether it's through their parents, through other family members. So a person is tested in different ways. So maybe this is a test that you're going through. Do be happy with the will of your Lord, inshallah, azawajal, the will of Allah. Azawajal. So spiritual cure in regards to this. It mentions that recite Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha that we read in Salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the complete Surah till the end. So you need to recite Surah Fatiha 7 times with the Durood Sharif before and after. So it doesn't mention a specific amount. So just once is sufficient, once before and once after. So recite Surah Fatiha 7 times, Durood Sharif before and after, and then perform them upon the patient, inshallah. So in this regards to your daughter, so perform them upon your daughter, inshallah, if Allah wills, then she will gain cure. Do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. I don't think you've mentioned, no, you haven't mentioned here, which city you're from. If you had mentioned in the message, then I'd indicate the nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. But Alhamdulillah, all the major cities are covered. We have got Ruhani Ilaj stalls in the major cities of the UK. So I'm sure that there will be one in your locality. So do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall. Just in case you are living somewhere in the UK where there's no Ruhani Ilaj stall in your locality, what do you do then? Well, don't worry, because Dawat Islami is here for you. Subhanallah. Go onto the Dawat Islami website, www.dawatislami.net, and you're on the Dawat Islami website, then you'll see the Ruhani Ilaj section. So click on the Ruhani Ilaj section, and then you'll see some subheadings. Amongst them subheadings, you'll also see Tavizat, request for Tavizat. So if you click on the request for Tavizat, a small form will open. Fulfill the form, the details. It'll ask you a name, email address, etc. It'll also ask you some specific details of the person, for example, the patient. So in this aspect, we're talking about your daughter. So you'll fill your daughter's details in, etc. There's a drop-down menu. You'll mention what the issue or the problem is, and you'll complete postal address. So do fill in the complete postal address. I know sometimes we miss out the postcode. It does help when the postcode is there. And inshallah azawajal, you will get Tavizat sent to your home free, totally free of cost. Subhanallah. So not to worry, no matter where you are in the UK, inshallah azawajal, you can get Ruhani Ilaj Tavizat sent to your home as well. Subhanallah.
I said, is it possible if we phone the same number which has been provided for istikhara, to phone them and to ask if is there any local spiritual cure stall near? Is it possible to know? Instead of, I mean, if I don't want to do istikhara, just to find out the nearest all.
The actual the number for the istikhara office, I was just going to mention today in the program as well. From time, I don't mention every week, but from time to time, I do mention that, remember, if you ever require a istikhara, it's not limited to this actual program. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, amongst the services of this department, Spiritual Cures, in the UK, alhamdulillah, we have a call center. The call center runs 7 days from 10 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. Subhanallah, 7 days our call center is running. So you can ring into the call center and request your istikhara. Subhanallah, this is here in the UK. Just in case you have an emergency and you need to have an emergency istikhara and it's out of hours. For example, like I mentioned to you, the call center runs from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. and it's out of hours. For example, it's after 10 o'clock in the evening and you need an urgent istikhara, then what do? You still don't worry, because Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, is a blessing for us in this world. Subhanallah, it's a gift for us in this world. Alhamdulillah, this department, Spiritual Cures, has an istikhara, an international istikhara office. And you can ring this international istikhara office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days in the year. So it doesn't even close on Eid day. You know, everything is closed on Eid day, but our istikhara service is even open for you on Eid day, for example. The reason I mention Eid day is because usually, you know, like people close and they want to celebrate, they want to enjoy with their family. So alhamdulillah, our service is even open on Eid day. So it's open 365 days a week. So not to worry. I will take advantage of this situation and mention our call center number here in the UK. It's 01274-733-578. I'll repeat that for you. 01274-733-578. Now you might think, okay, we have got this call center number. We can ring this. So all well and good for the brothers, because they say that only brothers can call, the sisters can't call. So now the sisters will get their mahram to ring and they can have the istikhara performed. That's okay. But what about those sisters who can't ring in themselves because they haven't got a mahram available for whatever reason, or somebody's not present, you know, somebody's away, etc. Or it can be any reason. Then what do they do? Then still don't worry, because we do have a number which is also used for general inquiries as well. But Islamic sisters can take advantage of this. So don't call on this number. I will actually mention the number. Don't actually call on this number. It's actually a number which is used for istikhara WhatsApp. So you'll need to send in a WhatsApp message. If you ring, nobody will answer, because it's actually a WhatsApp service number. So I'm like mentioning it to you in advance, that don't ring on this number. Just send in a message, and whatever request it is, whether it's a request for istikhara, so you'll just send in the details and the istikhara will be performed and the reply will be sent back to you in a message, inshallah.
But if voice message as well?
It's text for sisters, the brothers can send audio. So in regards to this, so now you can have a istikhara WhatsApp on this. You can gain general spiritual cures from this service. You can also request Ruhani Ilaj Ayat Avizat through the post, through this service. You can also become a murid and send a request for becoming a murid, and a bad letter can also be sent out to you through this particular number as well. And the number that we mentioned, the call center number, just say for one of the brothers, they don't want to have istikhara done, but they just want to know, like the question that you asked, Vyas Bhai, that they want to know where is the nearest Ruhani Ilaj store. That's fine. They can use either of the numbers, and inshallah, the information will be given to them, inshallah. I'll mention the number for the WhatsApp number I haven't mentioned to you. It's 07535155711. I haven't mentioned it for a while, so I thought I'll get it out just in case I make a mistake. So it's 07535155711. So that's 07535155711. That does bring us to the end of the program. Inshallah, we just include a short dua, inshallah, before we wrap up. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-Nabiyyin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us, forgive our parents, and forgive the whole ummah.
Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, those of that are suffering from any type of illnesses, grant us complete cure. Those of us that are suffering from any type of issues, any type of problems, Ya Allah, Azza, remove these issues, remove these problems. Bring this test period to an end soon. Those who whose children are disobedient, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant their children to become obedient to the parents. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, make our children obedient, make them coolness of our eyes. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, those who are sent in messages, whether it was their children that are ill or whether other family members are ill, grant them complete cure. Those that are facing some type of issues in their businesses or their work related issues or problems, grant ease and remove the problems. Grant us lawful sustenance with ease, without any difficulty. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us steadfast upon deen, grant us steadfastness upon iman. Ameen bi jahi nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, bi haqqi la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Don't forget to join us next week on Spiritual Cures, only on Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.